desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. Is there anyone here that knows exactly what's going to happen in your life tomorrow? I'd like to read to you from the 4th chapter of James in the 13th verse. He said, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." Is the Scripture teaching against having plans and goals? He wasn't teaching against having plans and goals. As people of God, we need to have plans and goals in areas of our life. But the Scripture here says if you have a plan, you say, I plan to go to a city. And I'm going to buy and I'm going to sell, and this is what I have on the charts to do. This is what I have on the table. He said, you ought to say, if the Lord will. And the reason is we do not know what tomorrow holds. Does anybody have any plans for tomorrow? Do you literally have some plans and expectations of tomorrow? When you think about tomorrow, and maybe tomorrow's tomorrow, there can also be some anxiety, can't there? Some fear or trepidation because of things that you are expecting or things that you don't know. And the unknown can cause questions. And people can have some, like I said, trepidation of, I don't know where things maybe are going to be financially. I don't know where things are going to be with my health. It's because there's unpredictability there. There's uncertainty there because we do not know what tomorrow holds. It can be like you get up in the morning and many of us, you have plans. Some of you may actually write out your list for the day. I'm assuming some others besides me have a to-do list. A lot of times, not every day, but a lot of times we'll have a to-do list for the week and all, and I like to scribble them off, but it seems like they get on the list faster than I can scribble them off. But you have plans and expectations of, this is what I want to accomplish today. This is what I want to get done. And then at the end of the day, you look over the day and it's some things happen that you didn't expect. So it didn't get things done quite as quickly. We do not know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the next hour holds. Life is very uncertain. At the minister's meeting this weekend in Guthrie, there was a picture that was up of the minister's meeting from 2 years ago. And I looked at the picture, and there were probably this year, I think there were somewhere around maybe 45 ministers there, not including their spouses. And I looked at that, and I was looking at the people that were not there this year. Some of them have gone out into eternity. It's 2 years ago. Seemingly good health, and they're gone today. Some of them are in very severe crises of health issues today, and were unable to attend. And I thought, how quickly time brings changes. And we do not know what the next hour will hold. The Proverbs, David or Solomon said in Proverbs 27:1, he said, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." We don't know what the end of the day holds. We don't know what's going to transpire in our lives. But there is a truth. And one of those truths is that tomorrow, what's going to happen is, to a large extent, out of my control. I can't control everything about my health. I can't control everything about my finances. I can't control everything about relationships. See, there are some of those things that we have somewhat to do with, but there are aspects that are really out of our control. And if you've ever driven on ice and got to a situation on the road where you were being as careful as you could, and you braked or something happened, and all of a sudden you started sliding, and it was out of your control. Ever been there? There was nothing you could do. You can have someone tell you, you turn into the slide. Don't turn away from it. Isn't that wisdom? And that's what they would tell you. But there are some times that the ice takes control, and then you start praying, I can't do anything. It's out of control. Sometimes life is like that. And there are many of us here this morning that like to be in control. We like to plan things. We like to know what to expect. We like to make arrangements to provide for the uncertainties that we think we might face. But even in the last week or so, we found out some things that some expectations we had that were turned upside down. So it makes tomorrow a little bit more uncertain in some areas. Do you know tonight, this morning, that all of us have uncertainties? But there is another truth, that while tomorrow is out of my control to an extent, it is also true that this scripture in James said, if you're going to go with your plans, you ought to say, if the Lord will. Which communicates to me this morning is that it is not out of God's control. And I want to encourage you this morning that your tomorrow is not out of God's control. There are things that we may have some fear about or questions about, and it causes a little bit of anxiety, but it is not out of God's control. And if you love God this morning, you can rest in faith knowing that the Lord is going to be in your tomorrows. And I am so thankful for that. He's got your tomorrow this morning. And if you can just take this home with you, that God has my tomorrow. And He's going to be there for you. He's going to be there with you. He's going to walk through with you through the difficulties that life brings. Many of them uncertain difficulties. Things that I never expected. And yet God is in our tomorrow. And that gives me courage. You know the story of Job. Most of you know the story of Job. In the first chapter of Job, life was good. But there were some things that were out of Job's control. Life was good. Job had donkeys and cattle and sheep and a large family. And life was good. Life was good. Because you know what happened if the cattle market went down for Job? You know what happened if the cattle market went down? He had alternative investments. He had sheep. And he had camels. So if a disease went through the sheep and wiped out a sheep herd, it was not going to be the end of his wealth because he had a big camel herd. And he had donkeys, and he had lots of wealth. He was a diversified man. That's wisdom, isn't it? Don't put all your eggs in one basket, and if you do, they say, watch the basket. But the point being is that he was diversified. But then one day, tomorrow came. See, life was good. And then tomorrow came. And he got word that he lost his oxen. That's not the end of the world. But then he got word that the donkeys had been stolen. And then he got word that the sheep had burned up. Then he got word that the camels were stolen. Then he got word that the servants were killed. That wasn't the end, was it? Was that in his control? I know that most of us have not suffered everything that Job suffered. But I know many have gone through some very difficult times. And tomorrow can look really uncertain sometimes. And then he got word that the wind came and blew the house down where his children were. And all of them were lost. And in verse 21 of that passage, Job said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. He had something that could not be stolen from him or taken from him, and that was his faith and his integrity with God. This morning, I don't know what is in your tomorrow. There may be things that you are facing today as you look to tomorrow or next week or next year, and it may cause some anxiety. I want to remind you this morning that it is no mystery to God. And the Lord is watching over His children. He's got your tomorrow in His hands. And I say, Lord, help us to rest today and not borrow from the problems of tomorrow, because I need the Lord's help get me through this day. And what is out of your control, and there are a lot of things that are out of our control, God's got it. We get that this morning? It's not out of God's control. And then Job said that, blessed be the name of the Lord, and you can sit back and say, what a man. What a spiritual man. But do you know another tomorrow came? Another tomorrow came to Job when he got boils over his whole body. And I won't go into description. It's gruesome. Job was in agony and pain and scraping the boils, trying to find relief over his whole body. And then another tomorrow came, and his wife said, Job, just curse God. Curse God and die. And another tomorrow came where Job was seeking to understand, why can't I just die? Death is better than what I'm going through. But through all of that, Job was out of control. Life was out of control. But God was in control. God had placed parameters. God had placed a fence around Job, and God knew everything that had touched his life. This morning, it takes one phone call. See, tomorrow comes, and one phone call could change your life. Your loved one can be gone, and you think everything's fine, and the phone can ring. One phone call, one accident, car accident. Young people, you're not exempt from this. One phone call, one accident, one storm can come through. One little change in life that can happen, and your life could be drastically transformed and changed. It's out of our control. That's why we need to have faith in God this morning, that He's got my tomorrow. Lord, help us. You remember the parable of the rich man? You can find it in the 12th chapter of Luke. The rich man that he was a responsible man. His ground had brought forth plentiful. And the ground he brought forth plentifully, he looked at it and he said, where am I going to bestow all my goods? He said, I'm going to pull down my barns and I'm going to build bigger barns. And I'll have a place to put all my fruit, my goods. We came by in the back way to look somewhere in one of these back neighborhoods this morning, and we passed a barn, and it was stuffed full. I rarely see barns like that, and I'm not around a lot of them. But it was noteworthy. It was packed with the bales of hay, with the round roll, the hay. It was full of hay. And that's good. Bless that farmer. One match. One match. And it could be gone. This man had a lot of things laid in store, and he said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to build bigger barns, and I'm going to say to my soul, soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And God said to him, see, he had his plans. You have plans this morning, plans financially for your health, for your future. It's good to have plans, but God said, thou fool. I still think of Brother Larry Abbott saying, when God calls someone a fool, they're a fool. He said, thou fool, he said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And then whose things are these going to be that you provided for? All your plans, one night, one change. Folks, death is going to come upon all of us. It's out of our control. I don't know when it's going to come. And so that is one thing that we can do. The sin here was not riches. The sin here was not a plan to build bigger barns. The sin was that he had neglected God. He had not put God first in his life. See, that's what Job had. Job had faith in God. Would it be fair to ask you individually this morning, do you have faith in God? If this were your night, young folks, one accident. Going home from service from here to the day, one accident is all it takes. And your life could be ended. Have you prepared for that eventuality? Because we don't know when it's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to happen. But it's going to happen. I want to be more like Job. I want to have my faith in the Lord. And I want to be, and so we find in the 23rd chapter of Job, in the 8th verse, in Job seeking God for the why. Why is this happening in my tomorrow that I'm experiencing now today? Why am I going through these difficulties? It's out of my control. Why, God, did you allow this to happen? And he was not getting an answer. This morning, if it's any encouragement to you, I don't say it to discourage you, but sometimes we don't get the answer when we want it. We say, why, Lord? And Job sought for years. He sought to get the answer. And he didn't get it until later on. His friends came to advise and to counsel. And they gave some poor advice. And Job was seeking for the wise. If you don't know why you're going through what you are, you can keep seeking. And keep asking God, Lord, what do you want of me? What do you want me to do? But sometimes you will find yourself in the place that Job was, that he said, I went forward and I didn't see him. I didn't see God. And I went backward and I couldn't perceive him. Where is God in this? I don't see where he's at work. And I looked on the left hand where he works and I can't behold him. And he hideth himself on my right hand that I can't see him. Sometimes we do not see God when life seems so out of control. Life seems out of control sometimes, doesn't it? And we look for God, and we don't see him. It's like, Lord, I don't get it. And yet, Job said, and it is a truth still today for God's children, he knoweth the way that I take. He knows that I lost. Because see, the thing is, not only did Job lose his camels, he lost his ox. He lost his sheep. He lost all the things that he might have relied on in difficult times. And he was left with almost nothing and with a wife that was not really encouraging him in his faith with God. And life seemed out of control. And yet through it all, with all of his questioning, even with his desire to have just died, Job recognized that God was still in control. He knows. So this morning, I just want to encourage you, each one, that God knows what is in your tomorrow. And you do not have to face your tomorrow by yourself. When the unexpected happens, when your health fails, when finances fail, when relationships fail, and life seems out of control, keep your faith in God. Because God is still in control and he knows many things about tomorrow. I don't seem to understand, but there's something I know. God is going to hold my hand tomorrow. He's going to walk with us. There's a passage in Isaiah 46 that says that God declares the end from the beginning. In other words, this is not a mystery to God, what is touching your life. The things that you are facing today, the things that you will face tomorrow, it's a surprise to us sometimes. But it did not surprise God. There are tragedies that happen and we're shocked. And yet it was not shocking to God. And as children of God, we can look to our Father and know that He's going to walk with me. He's going to be with me. He's going to help me. And I do not know what you all studied in Sunday school. I almost wonder if this isn't where you were. And if it was, then it's just going to double down a little bit. But in the 6th chapter of Matthew, in the 25th verse, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink." And understand, that is not speaking about irresponsibility here. It's not speaking about not having plans and goals. But Jesus was getting to a point. He said, after all those things did the Gentiles seek. In other words, like the rich man, they put it before God. He said, "Your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye what? First, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow." He was not speaking of irresponsibility. This is where Scripture interpretation is important. In the unanimity of Scripture, He was not saying, don't prepare for tomorrow. That's not the point that He was making here. But He was saying, don't borrow from the trouble of it. Don't let the uncertainty of tomorrow cast you down. Because God knows that you have need of all these things, and that the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So earth is going to change. Our world is changing. There are some people that are living in fear of climate change. Without getting into the science of it, we need to be good stewards. However, I know this, that God is in control. There are people that fear famine, and famines come. Wars come. What if war hit the United States? And it's out of our control. Politics is abysmal today. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. Politics, there's corruption and there's defilement. It's things of this world, and yet our tomorrow, while it may be out of our control, it is not out of God's control. There are tornadoes may come and destroy that which you've laid up in store. The cattle market, and may I say the chicken market, may fail. The stock market might crash. And those things are out of our control. The building in our society right now, in this economy, building may stop. Transportation may cease. Where does that leave us? It's out of our control. But our God is still in control. Our health may fail us, and we don't know why, but God is still in control. Be still and know that I am God. When things around us are out of our control, and it would bring fear and anxiety and questions, and we don't understand, tomorrow it is out of our control, but God is still in control. So let's keep our faith in the Lord. He wants to walk with you this morning. He will be with you as He is today. He will be with you in your tomorrow. May God give you all special grace and courage with the help of God to face your tomorrow, because He's there.